Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
playing
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, this hour we're talking MMA. And yes, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than, 33 years. Well, straight up, often imitated, but never duplicated. You can join me on the toll-free day if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the text line. That's happening as well. And you don't have to come on the air. Some people want to drop questions, but they feel a little embarrassed. They want to come on the air, that kind of good stuff. I understand that. The text line's hot and happening. The address is 415-275-1613. That's the Ring Talk text line, 415-275-1613. UFC 211, 6 days away. Stipe Miocic, of course, the Cleveland native, the Cleveland resident, taking on Junior Dos Santos, the former champion for the UFC Heavyweight Championship. Man, it's going to be all on the line. Either Stipe steps it up, or Stipe gets taken out, one or the other. We'll see what happens in that main event. But the UFC on a bit of a hiatus. Of course, been off for a couple of weeks in boxing, taking the center stage last night. Of course, Canelo Alvarez winning that 12-round shutout decision over Julio Cesar Chavez in Las Vegas. Bit of a disappointment as far as a boxing fan was concerned, as far as excitement is concerned. But, you know, it takes two people to dance. No doubt about that, whether it's boxing or MMA. So today we'll also talk about the great Frank Shamrock. That's right, Frank Shamrock. Of course, he was an adopted kid. Him and, Ken Shamrock. I'm talking about not his brother, but Ken and Frank, of course, were adopted. Both MMA legends, no doubt about that. But we're looking to Ken Shamrock today, and of course, his wanting to fight Brock Lesnar. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Oh, good right hand by Stipe. Arlovski turn.
This could be it.
It's all over.
Wow. Just like that.
Wow.
Stipe Miocic.
He's screaming at Dana White, give me my shot. Give me my shot. Give it to me.
Stipe Miocic, 34 years old, born in 1982. Of course, they call him Stone Cold. But the bottom line is he's saying 6'4", weighs about 250 pounds, 245. Of course, he is the heavyweight UFC champion right now. No doubt about that. Remember, the strong style fight team going to take on Junior Dos Santos. But the record speaks for itself. 16-2, lost two fights. One to Stefan Struve, who was like a 6'7" freak. No doubt about that. Just a bit of a freak. A long style. In other words, when you fight that guy, you've got to get inside. Don't get inside. Stefan Struve will be cracking you from the outside. No doubt about that. And of course, Junior Dos Santos, in the last fight that Stipe Miocic lost, of course, that was in 2014, a unanimous nod across the board, UFC on Fox, fight of the night, December 13, 2014. But, you know, a lot of people thought that Stipe won that night. Some people thought he won that night. Of course, Junior Dos Santos, the former world heavyweight champion, trying to get his act back together, got himself another title fight. But, you know, and I bring this up, and I sound like I'm redundant. I sound like a wife that's nagging somebody, but I look at those fights he had with Cain Velasquez. I say to myself, good God, those were two of the most horrific beatings I've ever seen in my life. I had to turn my face away from the TV. The beatings were that severe. That's just too brutal. It was just over the top. It was like the most violent thing I've ever seen. And the UFC, those fights between Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez, the one other fight I thought was as nearly as violent was the Dan Anderson Mauricio Shogun real fight from San Jose a few years ago. Those fights, I mean, I can't look at the screen. I can't look at the cage. I can't look at the fight. I got to turn my face away at certain times. It's just absolutely too violent, too brutal. And, you know, I'm an old man now. So I've seen fighters, for a long time, many, many decades. So when you look at fighters and you see the residual effects of fighting, you realize, you know what, boxing, MMA, it's not kind to people 10 or 15 years down the road. So when I see guys take lickings like that, it just makes me scratch my head and say to myself, yikes. 18-4 is the former UFC heavyweight champion. Talk about, of course, a man from Brazil, Junior Dos Santos. And whether Junior wants to admit it or not, this is his last shot. If he can't beat Stipe Miocic, he's going to have to retire or go down the ladder because, you know, there's other guys. There's other guys in the heavyweight division. I mean, they've got to bring up some new names. And if they don't, that's where the game will die. That's where the game will die. If the UFC can't start getting some heavyweights together, as far as, you know, guys are going to come after Miocic and things like that, you've got to build, how can I put this? The world, I think, is built in the world of mixed martial arts and the world of combat sports is built around your heavyweight champion. If you look at boxing right now, boxing's doing fantastic. Why? Because it has a heavyweight champion. Everybody in the world recognizes Anthony Joshua. Yeah, the WBO has Joseph Parker, but right now everybody has their eyes affixed on the 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Okay, that's the way that's done. But right now, look at the world of mixed martial arts. Stipe Miocic got a whole lot on his plate. Can he handle Junior Dos Santos? We'll see. Of course, that's next Saturday. The odds look like this. Miocic is -130. So that means you put up $1.30 to win a dollar, and Junior Dos Santos is +109, so you put up a dollar, you win $1.09. I don't know if that's a good bet either way. What do you think? Text me, 415-275-1613. That's 415 275-1613. Joanna Jay's on the card, taking on Jessica Andrade. Of course, Jessica can fight. There's just no doubt about that. Jessica can really, really fight. But Joanna Jay, she can really, really fight as well. So that's a scary fight for both women. But I have to favor Joanna Jay there. And she is a what's the odds on that one? -169 is Joanna Jay, and Andrade is +140. And of course, these are the fighter odds according to the UFC's website, USC.com. In fact, you know, I'm looking at the UFC's website right now. Of course, Dana opens up about Ronda. You know, Ronda's done. There's nothing to open up about Ronda anymore. Ronda needs to, like, go find a job. I mean, she made some money. She did her thing, but she's, what can I say? No, it's not that I don't appreciate what she had to say and what she did for the game. She did a whole lot for the world of mixed martial arts as a whole, and for women significantly. I mean, she broke down barriers for them. But that attitude she assumed towards the end there, when, you know, she became an enemy of mine. I mean, I wanted to root against her. I mean, that just wasn't cool. I mean, I thought she was such a nice. When I first met her, the first couple of fights, she was fighting for Strikeforce down there in San Jose and Scott Coker. She was a nice girl. I don't say nice. Yeah, she was nice. She was polite. She wasn't truculent. She wasn't mean. She wasn't nasty. She didn't snarl. There wasn't smoke coming out of both ears. I mean, no, she wasn't bitter. She was nice. She was really a pleasant girl to be around. I said to myself, man, they're going to build a world of mixed martial arts around this girl because she can fight and she looks good and she talks a good game. Now, I didn't know she was going to become like the turd that she became, but, you know, when you're in the world of mixed martial arts, you're in that limelight. That limelight only shines on you for a short amount of time. The window is only open for so long. Ronda Rousey's window, that's closed, no doubt about it. Damian Maia is going to take on Jorge Masvidal. Of course, these guys are going to do it at welterweight. This is part of the pay card for next Saturday. UFC, of course, 211 coming to you from Cleveland. Is it Cleveland, Ohio? Are they going to Cleveland for this one? No, Dallas, Texas, American Airlines Arena. Of course, who owns that one? The guy that owns Mark Cuban owns the Dallas Mavericks. Anyway, straight up, Frankie Edgar is on the card as well. The former lightweight champion trying to do this thing at 145 now, taking on Yair Rodriguez. And I think that Yair Rodriguez is going to win this. I think that the Cuban fighter's got, man, he's just got some skills that just don't come along too often. I think the kicks, and I think the surprise kicks he likes to throw, I think that'll take Edgar out of his game plan. Of course, Frankie Edgar, the lightweight champion at one time, 155, now fighting at 145, and the weight loss is not good for you. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, you're fighting smaller guys, but you're older. See, that's the thing. If you were younger, maybe you can, you know, sweat down and take off the extra weightness that make up for it with youth. But as you age in mixed martial arts, you don't have that youth chip to spend anymore. You can't cash that chip in at the table. The chip ain't there when you get older, when you've taken a few fights. And guess what? In mixed martial arts and MMA, because of the brutality involved, if you've lost a couple of fights, you've probably taken some hellacious beatings. If you've won a few fights, you've probably taken some hellacious beatings. I mean, nobody gets out unscathed. It'll be interesting to see what the CTE stats are when fighters from the world of mixed martial arts start dying in the next 10 to 15 years and start studying their brains, much like they do the NFL players right now. Right now, I think at last count, 94% of brains that have been analyzed after an NFL career have had some form of CTE, which is significant brain damage. Pretty scary, huh? Maybe it ain't all worth it. Anyway, Henry Cejudo is going to take on Sergio Pettis. Sergio Pettis, sound familiar? He's a brother of Anthony Pettis, the former lightweight champion who wasn't too good grappling, and he sort of paid for that against Junior Rafael Dos Anjos, losing the title, of course. Then Dos Anjos went on and lost to Conor McGregor, and now take that back. You know, Conor's really the guy right now, but he's sort of in limbo because he's going to fight Mayweather. He's going to fight Mayweather or not. If he doesn't going to fight Mayweather, let him come back to the UFC and fight somebody significant right now. I mean, will it happen? Will it not? Well, I tell you what, Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, of course, they're going to roll out the red carpet and open up the parking lot with big TV screens for the Canelo Alvarez-Gennady Golovkin fight September the 16th in San Leandro, California. But if Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight, they will open up the entire parking lot. They'll probably have to take over the side. I kid you not, man. That's how big this is going to be. I mean, everybody's thrilled on this one, intrigued about it. They want to know, can Conor box? Can Floyd fight MMA? Well, Floyd's not going to fight MMA. This will be a boxing match. But Floyd's 40 years old, and you heard from Chuck Wepner in hour number one. Of course, a lot of people thought he stepped on Muhammad Ali's foot and knocked him down. But that's the key to fighting fast guys. They're not too fast when you can step on their feet and keep them in one spot. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour. Open phone line. Join me on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the text line, that's hot. That's happening as well. The address, the number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So UFC 211's got 15 fights. Of course, five of those fights will be on UFC Fight Pass, and of course they switch to FX Cable, and then bottom line is the pay card will be on UFC at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock in the West. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
I don't care what about she what say, but when I make 135, she cannot say anything. You know, I'm not cheating. You know, I did a lot of, I did a mistake. I think everybody know perfect make mistake, and I already prove. You know, I'm clean and I ready for fight her anytime.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need the dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know, go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
He never fought that girl. That would have been the match, right? If Ronda would have stepped up 10 pounds and fought that girl at 145, she would have got beaten. You know why? Chris Cyborg Santos is a monster. Ronda Rousey is not strong enough to deal with that. I kid you not, man. I mean, Cyborg is a monster. Anyway, speaking of monsters, Dana White. No, Dana White's not a monster. Anyway, Dana White's a little bit upset. Of course, he was at the Golovkin-Canelo Alvarez. He was at the Canelo Alvarez-Julio Cesar Chavez fight on Saturday night in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. And, of course, he wants to do a fight between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Now, what he's trying to say now is that he was going to take that September 16th date. But these guys have taken that date from him. Well, if he was really serious about taking that date, he would have taken that date long before would have grabbed that date before those guys grabbed it last night. He just would have done that, okay? So Dana White's playing a few games here. But I guess the fight is on. It looks like Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather are going to do this in November. And it looks like, to me, this looks set in stone. I mean, with the September 16th date taken, you don't want to go back to the pay-per-view well twice in the same month, okay? So they're going to do it again probably in, I would say, the second week of November. No later than the second week of November, maybe the first week of November. Checking out those dates in November right now. But those Saturday dates, the fight will probably go down in Las Vegas. But, you know, if Floyd ever wanted to make a mark on the world, if he ever wanted to really, like, do something significant, like, you know, prove that he wasn't such a big puss at times and a turd, he'd go over to England and fight him in Wembley Stadium in front of 90,000 people. I mean, that would be it. I'd try to outdraw Anthony. If I was Mayweather and with the ego that he has, of course, he's making more money than anybody else, but I would try to go out there and try to outdo Anthony Joshua in that 90,000 seat arena there in Wembley Stadium. In other words, he can draw 90,000. I can go over there. I'm an American. I can go over there and draw 90,000 too. Well, guess what? Against Conor McGregor, of course, he's Irish, but against Conor McGregor, he can draw 90,000 people in probably a couple of parts of Europe, definitely in Ireland. We don't know if the money's there in Ireland. In other words, you could draw the people there, but would the gate be worth it going to Ireland, per se? So we don't know if the economic draw is in Ireland. In fact, I think that's why the USC has not been putting on huge, huge events in Ireland, because the audience is there. The people love it, no doubt about it. They're into MMA deep, 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 but if they've got no money to spend to buy live tickets, you're not going to see too many live events. So we've got this fight going down in November, and it'll be a great fight, I think, for us as far as the sport of both mixed martial arts and boxing is concerned, because both guys will be able to do their thing. You know, I mean, and Floyd's going to go out there and try to box and try to move on Conor McGregor and try to be, you know, the slick guy. But, you know, he's 40 years old now, and he's old. And when I say old, I mean old. And, of course, he's got the bad, fragile hands. And, you know, Conor McGregor's not a guy that you're going to be able to touch. See, Floyd's been able to touch guys. When you touch guys, you just hit them with, you know, tips of the gloves. Beep, 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 beep. And just, like, you peck at them. But you're making contact, but it's not really flush blows, per se, because Mayweather doesn't have the hands. His hands are not in good enough shape to do a whole lot of serious punching. He's got bad, bad hands. So he's not going to be cracking Conor McGregor that hard. Plus, he doesn't throw that hard. So you've got all those things right there, those intangibles right there give Conor a hell of a shot here. I mean, more than a hell of a shot. Think about that. Conor's younger. Conor's stronger. Conor hits harder. The weight will be pretty good for Conor McGregor. I think he can make 147 with relative ease, as can Mayweather. Mayweather walks around like 150, 152, I'm told, max. So he can make the 147-pound limit, no doubt about that. Now, Mayweather and Conor McGregor, as I mentioned earlier, Jim Rickey's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, if they were to do that, they do it outdoors, and they'd probably do about 2,500 people. I'm figuring out that lot right now. We set a stadium up out there in that lot, an outdoor stadium, put up some screens. We can do this big time. I'm talking about a huge, huge event. Golovkin, of course, and Canelo going in September. But after that, the Conor McGregor-Floyd fight. The unfortunate part of that fight being in November is it's tough to get anything outdoors. You can't do a whole lot outdoors in November because of the fact it rains, it's wintertime, you never know what's happening. It's unpredictable. But in, for the most part in September, things are really cool, right? No doubt about that as far as outdoor events are concerned, trying to do this outdoors as far as, I mean, when you think of big events, you know, stadiums, closed circuit events, things like that, it's all about the dollar. Right now, the dollar is with Conor McGregor. How much will he get? Less than Floyd Mayweather, but guess what? It'll be a significant payday, and the fight is on. There's no doubt about it now. When he says he lost his date, he's bluffing on that. That was just something to say that, hey, I've made the fight. It's just not ready for September. That's what Dana White was really saying. You are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast, and we're looking at the rest of the UFC schedule, per se. I take that back. I'm going to look at the UFC top 10 pound for pound. Am I impressed? Demetrius Johnson, a winner a fortnight ago. Very impressive, of course, stopping his opponent. Very live opponent, no doubt about it. He's beating everybody that they put in front of him. So I guess pound for pound, he's got to be number one. Number two, the aforementioned Conor McGregor. Why? Well, he's won weights. He won title of two weights. I mean, at the same time, 145, 155. He's got both belts. I mean, he beat Jose Aldo in 12 seconds for the 145-pound belt. I mean, he won at 155 as well. So you don't knock this guy, man. He is the real deal. He is the real deal. Now, can you fight at 170? Probably not. That fight against Nate Diaz lost that last fight. Conor didn't win that fight as much as Nate lost it. Why did Nate lose it? Didn't have the stamina. Could not press the issue. I mean, in the third, fourth, and fifth round, when Nate Diaz, a bigger fighter, should have been pressing the issue hard, imposing his will against a smaller guy, Conor McGregor, he wasn't doing that. He sort of told me that, and they said after the fight, he couldn't spar for a couple of weeks, there was all the injury excuses and that. And some people say, you know, you shouldn't make excuses for injuries. Well, guess what? Injuries happen, and sometimes you don't pull out of fights, or you can't pull out of fights, or you know, you go to the promoter, he says, oh, take the fight, you know, take a cortisone shot or something like that. So it doesn't always work out the way you want it to, especially in the world of combat sports. So number three on this pound-for-pound list as far as the UFC is concerned is the UFC light heavyweight title holder, Daniel Cormier. I'm not down with that. Jose Aldo's number four. I can deal with that. Number five, Cody Garbrandt, the world bantamweight champion, going to take on the former champion, TJ Dillashaw. Of course, these guys have clashed as far as in the gym doing their things inside the cage before, so they both know each other real well. That'll be happening in the upcoming UFC cards. Stipe Miocic, of course, ranked number 60, UFC champion, 6 days away. Man, 6 days away. Him and Junior Dos Santos, they're going to be throwing. They're going to be throwing, folks. I mean, Dos Santos, call him what you want, but, you know, as far as the damage he's received, but he throws. He throws good hard blows. I mean, he's a good boxer, per se. He can box. He was thought to be the best boxer in the heavyweight division, per se. And then it comes along Stipe Miocic, a former, I believe, Cleveland Golden Glove champion. So the guy won the gloves in Cleveland. Right on, man. Stipe Miocic got the boxing edge over Junior Dos Santos, I think, in his main event next Saturday night. Of course, coming to you from Dallas, Texas, the American Airlines Arena, 10 p.m. in the East, 7 o'clock in the U.S. Going back to the UFC pound-for-pound list, Joanna Jays coming in at taking back Stipe Miocic in at number 6, the world heavyweight champion. Joanna Jay, the world strawweight champion, in at number 7. Dominic Cruz, the former world bantamweight champion, in at number 8. Why? Come on. And with Tyrone Woodley, number 9. Tyrone Woodley's a world welterweight champion. Why would he be ranked behind Dominic Cruz? Who's doing these ratings? Dana White, are you doing these ratings after smoking weed with Joe Rogan? Is that what goes on here? These guys get high together and throw these pound-for-pound ratings up on the UFC site? It's got to be that way. Some of these ratings look like they're stoned. Anyway, Woodley in at number 9 deserves to be up there probably about 5 or 6. Number 10 is Michael Bisping. He doesn't deserve to be on the list at all. Yes, he is the world middleweight champion, per se, but nobody thinks he's a pound-for-pound elitist. I mean, he happened to be lucky and beat Luke Rockhold. And Luke Rockhold beat Chris Weidman, so that was that. That title got passed around. Of course, Michael Bisping getting to fight Dan Henderson in his only defense at middleweight. Henderson being a former Strikeforce champion, a guy that was so long in his tooth. I think it was like a 25-1 fight on real odds. I mean, it was just a long, 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 long odds. Anyway, Bisping, number 10, going to take on GSP later in the year. And that's going to be a significant match. When I say significant, I mean. Big time, because GSP is going to bring back all the old people that, you know, well, the old school MMA is back, and you've got the new guy on the block, so I think it's going to rock. There's just no doubt about that. Man, Michael Bisping, of course, and GSP. GSP is the favorite here. Why? I don't know. He's been off 3 years. He's fighting a guy that's 15 pounds heavier than him. Of course, Bisping might be able to ragdoll him at 170, but they're not fighting at 170, but he's fighting a 170-pounder. In fact, I've been told that GSP can make 155. That is amazing. Speaking of making weights, how this chick makes weights and punches like she can, I don't know. Amanda Nunes coming in at number 11. Max Holloway, number 12. Of course, he is the co-featherweight champion along with Jose Aldo at 145. TJ Dillashaw at number 13, Khabib, number 14, who can't make the weight, and Yoel Romero, the uncrowned world middleweight champion in my mind, at number 15. That's the UFC top 15, pound for pound, according to Dana White when he's smoking weed with Joe Rogan. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check it, Ring Talk, live worldwide every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours. Of course, we miss both boxing and MMA in our shows. Saturday is a boxing hour and an MMA hour. Sunday, we have an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. So, wherever your endeavors are, we cover combat sports here, A to Z, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. Text line is happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. In our next segment, we'll take a hard look at the most dangerous man in the world. We'll talk about Ken Shamrock. Why do I keep saying Frank Shamrock? Ken Shamrock on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape. But What is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a tough phone call for us to make.
Kenneth Wayne Ken Shamrock, born February 11, 1964. Of course, the UFC champion, a pride fighter, a professional wrestler. He was big with the WWE. I mean, he got his, what can I say, man? The guy's been around a long time, 53 years old now. His record, if he were to still be fighting, and it's not, of course, 47 fights, 28 wins, 2 knockouts, 23 submissions, 3 decisions, lost 17 times, but a lot of those fights, of course, were in the when he was way, way past his prime, and he lost 11 times by stoppage, 4 times by submission, and 2 by decision, and of course, he lost a couple of draws as well, but he is the adopted brother of Frank Shamrock. Frank Shamrock was a former Strikeforce champion. Of course, Frank Shamrock was the guy that came up with the idea that Scott Coker took into making the Strikeforce Grand Prix type of tournament. And there was, what happened was, Frank Shamrock says to Coker one day, you know, we need a new MMA league. We need to start our own MMA league or something like that. So Coker thought about it and scratched his head and went to the guys that own the San Jose Arena and the San Jose Sharks down there, those big Silicon Valley investors. He got those guys to throw him some money, and guess what? He started Strikeforce, and before you knew it, when it came time to sell Strikeforce, so he did it like 3.5, maybe 4 years ago now to the UFC, he was sold for between 35 and 40 million bucks. That is a lot of money, okay? The investors were very, very happy about that. But Shamrock, Frank Shamrock and Ken Shamrock, pivotal people, of course, in the world of mixed martial arts. But Frank's done this thing in the world of professional wrestling as well. And, of course, somebody said to me the other day, do you know what his record was in pro wrestling? No. People don't have records in pro wrestling. Well, I think the guy bought the gimmick that he went undefeated for a while as the world's most dangerous man. I guess the gimmick worked to an extent because this guy believed it. But the bottom line is, you know, he performed both as a pro wrestler, as a pride fighter, as a UFC champion. I mean, he went to TNA Impact Wrestling. He's done it all, no doubt about it, both the pulled punches and the real punches. In fact, when we hear from him in a couple of minutes, man, you'll understand that he was, how can I put this? He was destined. He was on a collision course, I think, with Brock Lesnar. Of course, Lesnar, like, 15 years younger than him, and that sort of makes the fight a little bit off. But Frank Shamrock and Ken Shamrock and Brock Lesnar, that could have done some, kind of say, had they been just a couple years closer, that could have done more pay-per-view buys than any mixed martial arts fight outside of Conor McGregor. Speaking of Ken Shamrock, let's check out what Ken had to say about Brock Lesnar right now.
Brock Lesnar had a drug test failure this year last year, and he ended up with a year-long suspension. What are your thoughts on that fight and his drug test failure?
I can't speak on people and why they're using it.
And how do you think you would have done against Lesnar if you both were in your primes in an MMA fight?
Lesnar, yeah, listen, it's not about bragging. It's not about being better than somebody, but it's about skill sets. There's no question in my mind that the times that when I was in my prime, that I was the most well-rounded fighter out there or in the world. I was the one that knew how to kickbox. I did kickboxing and Muay Thai. I competed in events in Japan. And I was a submission specialist going into the UFC for the very first time. So I was the most well-rounded fighter in there. And being able to fight a guy like Brock Lesnar, who is a wrestler, who has very limited skills in striking, in my prime, and him in his prime, he doesn't have a chance because it's the same thing as Severn. How can you beat me? You can't beat me. If I'm in my prime and I have all those skill sets in my prime, and in his prime, he was very limited on his skill sets, how can you beat me? I've captured every title there is in the world that I have competed in. I've always risen to the top and been the champion, the guy. The only one I haven't done that is in pro wrestling, the WWF. I captured tag team, Intercontinental, Rookie of the Year, King of the Ring, everything but the heavyweight title. I will hope that somewhere down the road that all the differences be put aside and allow me to come back and at least get a shot at the heavyweight title. And I hope Brock Lesnar has it, because I'd like to come after him.
And you mentioned that if you could have a chance to have a one-on-one meeting with Vince McMahon, what would you tell him to try and get your point across on why you should get another chance?
Oh, I wouldn't ask why I should get a chance. I think everybody knows I should get a chance. I think I would want to know why. You know, what's the underlying... Because everybody else has come back. I mean, look at it. All these guys have gone and they come back. They had issues with them, went to other organizations. WCW come back, and they still got in. So I would want to really know the truth. What was it that I did so bad that kept me out? Because obviously I have the talent. I mean, I brought in all those new moves that everybody's using now. I mean, listen, come on. You want to talk about somebody that has changed the face of wrestling because of them being in it? I think it's pretty clear I did that, you know? And then for me to have an opportunity to come back and be able to at least get that shot at that title, because it eludes me and it bothers me. So I'd love to get a shot at that.
The great Ken Shamrock, of course, former USC champion, former WWE champion, and say the champion just about of everything he competed in as far as combat sports and professional wrestling was concerned. Now let's switch gears real quick. USC 212, of course, talking about Anderson Silva coming back, of course, supposed to take on Kelvin Gastelum. Well, Kelvin tested positive for marijuana. Oh, my God. He tested positive for marijuana. Oh, man. So they pulled him from the fight card. And now Silva, with no opponent, wants to take on Yoel Romero. Wow. I mean, that's like suicide. That is just suicide. That's like suicide, you know, suicide by cop when those guys want to get killed by a policeman and, like, point a gun at a cop. That's what Silva's trying to do here by taking on Yoel Romero, because he will get smoked. This is no doubt in my mind. Let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines. Galveston, Texas, my man Christian. What's up, Christian? Anderson Silva versus...
Nothing much, Pedro. How about you?
I'm pretty good, man. Yoel Romero would light up Anderson Silva, I think.
Yeah, I think that would be a crazy fight for Anderson Silva to take, especially if, you know, like Vitor Belfort was supposed to have his retirement fight, or is supposed to have his retirement fight on that same card. I'm not sure. But if this is supposed to be Anderson Silva's swan song, so to speak, if he ever does think about retiring after this fight, do you think that this fight between him and Romero would be worth it?
No, because Yoel Romero right now is head and shoulders, I think, above every other middleweight. His ability to strike, be it with his hands and his knees, especially those flying knees, they're the most awesome weapons, I think, right now going in mixed martial arts. I mean, nobody wants to see Yoel Romero fight more than I do, and I think he's the real deal, and I think that, you know, him and Anderson Silva, I think that Silva, it's a smooth move to an extent, because Silva's calling him into this fight less than a month, with less than a month to train for the fight, see? So that's where I think Silva's a smart guy. If he's going to call out Yoel Romero, I think this is the perfect opportunity to do so, because Romero comes in with less than 30 days preparation. See my point, Christian?
Yeah, I get your point. I understand that point. Now, another thing I want to talk about, and I know you guys talked boxing earlier on in this program, but I want to try and bring the whole thing back. When it comes down to that Chavez Jr. Canelo cluster screw that happened last night, where Canelo just basically destroyed Chavez Jr. for, I think, 11 out of 12 rounds.
No. You're giving him far too much credit. He didn't win 30 seconds of a round, let alone a round. So all 12 went to Canelo.
Oh, right. But still, when it comes down to the world of MMA, I know a lot of people bought the Canelo Chavez Jr. fight, but do you think that if mixed martial arts has, or I know that the sport has had similar fights like that, where just one guy just clobbers the crap out of another guy for 3 or 5 straight rounds, and they win via decision instead of via knockout or submission, but do you think that if people were actually willing to pay, like, if people were actually willing to pay to see, like, a Canelo versus Chavez Jr. style fight in MMA, do you think that people would want to risk wasting $89 to $99 just to pay for it if they knew that was going to happen?
Well, how can I put this? It was a 6-1 fight. Cassius Clay and Muhammad Ali were 4-1. I mean, Cassius Clay, who was Muhammad Ali, was Cassius Clay back in 1964, was a 4-1 underdog against Sonny Liston. When he won, mm-hmm. he said he shook up the whole world. He shocked the whole world. So if he's shocking the world at 6-1, and this guy opens a 6-1 underdog, that's a bigger shock than 4-1, okay? And it went mm-hmm. up as high as 12-1 before coming back down to 4-1. Listen, this is a play by the Las Vegas bookmakers to take as much money from Mexican fight fans as they could. Guess what? They made out last night. They weren't the winner. Canelo wasn't the winner as much as the Las Vegas sportsbooks were.
Well, Canelo and Golden Boy, I think, because there's a certain picture going around the internet. I think I retweeted it. You probably might not have seen it, where Canelo and De La Hoya were taking a selfie. And I basically retweeted in saying that De La Hoya was taking a selfie with Canelo, knowing how much they screwed over Chavez Jr.'s fans for this fight.
Well, how did they screw over his fans? I mean, wait, they put on 12 rounds of boxing. Chavez Jr. had his shot. So what? He couldn't fight, man. I mean, listen, he did as best as he could without getting killed. That's what he did. He went in there. He realized, guess what? I'm not going to get killed here. I'm going to survive. I went 12 rounds. I did my thing. And, you know, he doesn't have to worry about being knocked out and destroyed.
Yeah, but if you think about it, the dude lost. Chavez Jr., the son of a legend, lost all 12 rounds of that fight. How do you think he's going to be able to bounce back from that?
There is no bounce. There is no bounce. There is no bounce back. That's it. He's done. There is no bounce back. Listen, this was a bit of a gift. I mean, he had lost by knockout submission basically to Andres Fonfera a few fights back, okay? I mean, his day in the sun, like Larry Murch said, now we're number one. His day in the sun was that win over Andy Lee. Outside of that, he really hasn't shined as a professional because he lacks discipline. Plus, he lacks the acumen. He doesn't have the history. His father was a real fighter, but this kid grew up in the suburbs. Big difference.
Huh. I see. So
you grow up, Christian, you grew up in a railroad car. You grew up in a railroad car. You grew up in a suburb. You're going to be a little hungry growing up in that railroad car. Anyway, my brother, I got to run. All the best. We'll talk soon. Christian on Sports Byline. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Wow. You get enough time to talk about Ken Shamrock. I guess I'll delve into him a little bit more later in another show. But Ken is a guy. I'd love to have him on the show. Of course, he was a real deal. He is the real deal. At 52 years old, I think he can still make a mark in the world of professional wrestling, especially as we go back to the Impact Wrestling course with Jeff Jarrett. Jeff, are you listening to me? This is Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline. One segment to go. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The text line, I'll go to a couple of texts after the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Left behind, not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
The great Frankie Valli. Get this, folks. You know I'm a big Frankie Valli fan. Of course, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Wow. Rock and roll Hall of Famer. So Darren, our network president here, tells me the other day, he says, guess what? I've got a Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons CD here for you. I go, really? I go, yeah. So, you know, I went across the bridge, the whole nine yards, and went in there, and it was Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons sing Frosty the Snowman. I kid you not, it was them singing Christmas songs. Anyway, the joke was on me. I had a great time. Back to UFC 212. 212. Wow, man, is time flying or what? It's just running away with us, man. Mochik on top, of course, in the main UFC 211. Mochik on top in the UFC heavyweight championship fight against Junior Dos Santos. But the FX card, which starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern time, this is going to rock. Eddie Alvarez and Dustin Poirier in a lightweight main event. Eddie Alvarez, a former UFC and a former Strikeforce champion at 155. So Dustin Poirier is hot right now. He's on the comeback trail. So Eddie and Dustin, winner wins, loser leaves town. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast. And don't forget, No Holds Barred at 5 p.m. Pacific time each and every Sunday. And, of course, Saturday night entertainment, Johnny Talk and his All-Stars, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline. So next time, I thank my great producer, the great Scott Cuddy. Until then, peace, love, and righteous respect. And don't forget, you are tuned to Sports Byline.